UFO Reporting Center?
Yes, in Ottumwa, Iowa.
Yes, sir.
And this may or may not be anything, and I feel very ridiculous for having called you, but I did call the FAA at our local service station, and they referred me to this number.
Fine.
So, like I say, for what it's worth, I was curious. What is your location? Where am I calling now?
Washington.
Washington, D.C.?
No, Washington, state of Washington.
Oh, okay. I have no idea about longitude, latitude, or anything.
Uh-huh.
But if you, and like I say, it could very well be a satellite weather balloon. I've never seen one quite like it before. But I've been watching for about the last 35 minutes, and it just went over at 6 o'clock over the horizon. It was about 10 degrees up until 10 minutes ago. But anyway, from my location in Ottumwa, Iowa, was moving from the east, southeast to the west, northwest. And in 30 or 35 minutes, it covered perhaps 30 degrees on the compass. So, like I say, and I think now apparently we have, must have a cloud bank or something, because it went out of sight about, like I say, in relationship to the horizon, about 10 or 15 degrees above it.
Okay, now that was south, southeast to north, northwest?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we can rule out the satellite.
Okay, well, like I say, there's definitely no pulsation. I'm not an alarmist. I was been in law enforcement for about 11 years, and I've seen a lot of planets and thought I was wrong and stuff like this. So.
Okay, now when did you first spot that?
Well, in relationship to where I'm sitting, like I say, in Ottumwa, Iowa, which is in the southeast corner of the state,
right.
I saw it at about looking, I would say perhaps as close to due north as I can get, perhaps a little bit west. I saw it at probably 1 o'clock and took sightings on it in relationship to fixed objects on the ground. And it was moving at that time in relationship to the clock from 1 to 3 or 3:30, and moving, like I say, north-northwest.
Right.
And when it went out of sight, it was between, I would say, about 5:30 in relationship to what I'm looking at.
Okay.
Was that... I could figure would be about 10 or 15 degrees above the horizon. I thought I could look. When I called the FAA, the gentleman I talked to out there, and I told him, you know, in regards, well, in relationship to the strip out there, I thought it would be 4 or 5 o'clock to him. He said the only thing he could see was a what appeared to be a star, you know, different lights, green, yellow, and all this good stuff. Well, I can see that, but what I was looking at in relationship to what he was seeing was perhaps, well, what he was looking at was 4 o'clock, and what I was seeing going beyond him was at 5 o'clock.
Okay. And that was this evening?
Yes, sir. That was up to within about 15 minutes ago, and I started looking at about 9:20.
Okay. Now, you say there is a heavy cloud layer?
Well, I don't know. That's the only thing that I, as brilliant as it was, that's the only thing I could assume the reason I would lose sight of it just above the horizon, you know?
Right, okay.
Because we said my home is up on top of a hill, and I normally can look just, you know, to the horizon. But I lost it, like I say, perhaps 6 o'clock, 10 degrees above the horizon.
Okay, now, is this, would you compare this as being approximately as bright as some of the brightest stars in the sky?
By far and away brighter, and that's what called my attention to it, and that's the reason it wasn't, and like I say, it wasn't a strobe light from a plane, you know, a cargo carrier, ship, or anything like this. I've looked at enough of those. It was a very consistent light. Like I say, it was different in that it was more metallic than a strobe would be.
Okay.
It wasn't as, you know, your strobe, to me, when I look at it with a naked eye, looks, God damn it, I couldn't find my sense binoculars tonight, or I would have better.
Did this thing follow a straight flight path?
Yeah, pretty much so.
Okay.
That's the reason, like I said, I was taking a relationship, as archaic or antiquated as it may seem, in relationship to telephone poles that I was looking out over, and, condensers and things like this, so I could get a definite idea of the direction.
Yes, okay.
And it didn't deviate too much from that. I would say that's the reason I thought perhaps it was a satellite on a fixed course or something like this. It didn't seem to deviate at all from a fixed past. But
okay.
It was different than anything I ever seen. We used to, you know, out of curiosity, look at a lot of them in Montana and Colorado where you got a lot more rarefied atmosphere. But this was completely different than anything I'd ever seen.
Okay. And you watched this until it just disappeared in the distance, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Like I say, I feel rather asinine for calling, but this man said, well, they just got the numbers, you know, and if you want to report a UFO, and I said, hey, I don't want to report a UFO on a hovercraft, you know, it's not going to come down and eat my kids or anything like this, but it was a little different than anything I'd encountered in about 30 years. So.
Well, we sure appreciate the report. This type of information is very important to this organization. And if we come up with any additional information on this, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
I would appreciate it.
Right.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Bye.